Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Joined again by a young fella who he writes for this website. It's one of those big websites. It's the biggest one of its type in the world. He is the author that more people read his stuff on that website, which makes him the biggest writer of the in the gun culture in the world. And of course, we're talking about that young fella, Dean Weingarten. How are you, young fella?
I am doing well, and I'm feeling younger every day with the way you're talking about me.
There you go. Well, you know,
appreciated.
You know, just trying the power of suggestion, Dean. The power of suggestion.
Yeah.
Now, I've been giving a lot of attention to Illinois and Chicago today for some reason, and then I pop up because I don't look at your stuff anymore since you come on the show and we talk about it, and well, you've got a story in Chicago, huh? Or in Illinois, anyway.
Yeah, it's actually down on the outskirts of the St. Louis metropolitan area, which is also a hotbed of criminality, like many parts of Chicago. And you have these failed neighborhoods where people no longer can trust the rule of law, and you have a significant crimes, including considerable numbers of homicides. And when people in a neighborhood don't trust the police and they aren't willing to trust the rule of law, you get a feedback cycle where you get more crimes committed because people don't trust the police, and then some crimes are not solved and criminals are emboldened, and you get more and more of the same. But this is actually a different story, almost a kind of reverse of that, and it started a couple of years ago in July, and you had a group of people that appear to be part of the problem rather than part of the solution. You have twin brothers who are 21 years old, Corian Mosley and Torian Mosley, so they were adults, and there's a confrontation between them and two minors who are 15 and 16 years old, and another 21-year-old. And some of the accounts say that the confrontation was over the sale of some marijuana. But it's hard to know exactly what happened because people are not generally very willing to talk about illegal activity. But there was a confrontation. One of the twins, Torian, and both twins already had felony records. They'd both been convicted of robbery 2 years previous, well, almost 3 years when they were 18. And one of them felt that things were dangerous, and he passed a handgun to Corian Mosley. Torian Mosley passed the handgun to Corian Mosley, and Corian ended up shooting three people in the confrontation, and one of those, a 15-year-old named Omarion Coleman, was killed. Well, this is not good news for anybody. But the brothers handled things quite differently. Torian Mosley didn't shoot anyone. He pled out to lesser charges. Both of them initially were charged with first-degree murder, attempted first-degree murder, aggravated assault, and possession of a weapon by a felon. But Torian pled out to lesser charges. He got a 6-year sentence in prison. But Corian Mosley decided to have a jury trial. Now, this is unusual. Most criminal cases are decided by plea bargains, the vast majority of. Jury trials are in a small minority for several decades now. And Corian Mosley was in lockup. He was in a county jail and had been for quite a while. The bail bond was set at $1 million because it was a murder case. So Corian decided to go with a jury trial. It took a little over 2 years. He was in jail for over 2 years. And he had a fairly good defense attorney, apparently. And two different scenarios were presented at court. One was that Corian had just shot these people because he felt that he was being disrespected, verbally disrespected. That was the prosecution case. And the defense said, no, he reasonably was under the belief that he was under a deadly threat by a street gang. Now, what I find very interesting about this case is that it was a jury trial first, which is unusual, and the defense felt strongly enough about it that they kept the defendant, were willing for him to be in jail for 2 years rather than to do a plea deal. Of course, we don't know what kind of plea deal might have been offered. And the jury found Corian not guilty by reason of self-defense. Now, I think that's a positive development for a couple of reasons. First off, here you have a defendant who is not the most sympathetic of defendants. He's been involved in criminality at a young age. He had a felony conviction when he's 18. He could not legally possess a firearm. He didn't stay at the scene. He fled the scene. He didn't attempt to preserve evidence. He didn't attempt to give aid. He did not contact the police. He was found hiding in a dumpster. And in spite of all those things, the jury found that there was reason to doubt that the shooting was not in self-defense, that they found enough of a doubt that they could not convict him of murder, aggravated assault. Now, I don't believe at the time in this trial he was charged with a felon in possession of a weapon. So it's unknown if he might be charged with that in the future. But what this illustrates to me is that a jury trial can make difficult decisions, and even with an unsympathetic defendant who is already a convicted felon, they realize that just because you've been convicted of a felony, you do not give up your right to self-defense. It's an inherent right. It's a natural right. It exists whether you're a felon or whether you're not. And so they found Corian Mosley not guilty. Now, this is a bit unusual, and I think it's a positive development. Because
Hang on for me. We're coming up on the first break. Dean's stuff, well, a good portion of Dean's stuff, well over 1,800 articles, can be found at ammoland.com. Go to the bottom of the page on the right. You'll see all contributors. Click that. It'll be midway down in the left-hand column. Dean Weingarten, click on that. My goodness, what opens up for you then? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Dean Weingarten, writer, instructor, scientist, military officer. Lots of things. Deans, lots of things. Do we need to continue on with this, or were you finished with that?
Well, I think we can wrap up a little bit in it.
Okay,
and
go
that
ahead.
Is that while the jury found Corian to be not guilty, you know, it would have been much better if they had he and his twin brother had simply avoided the confrontation altogether. Now, it's sometimes hard to do in bad neighborhoods where the rule of the law is not as well respected as it is in other places. But I think there are some lessons to be learned from this, and that is, while you may win the gunfight or the confrontation, it's not a good thing. You should avoid confrontations if you can that can lead to violence. And you need to support the rule of law, and you need to develop those habits early on. Corian and his brother both had felony convictions by the age of 18. That's not a good thing. So I think the key thing to remember here is you can win the confrontation, you can win the trial, and you still can lose. Corian spent 2 years in county lockup in order to go through the trial. That's not fun.
So much for the speedy trial thing.
Well, you know, what I've seen is the defense will drag things out sometimes because they see it's advantageous to them as well. So it's not just the prosecution, it's the defense too. And usually a defendant has to actually waive the right to a speedy trial in order to ask for continuations or delays, and I've seen it happen many times. So it's not just one-sided. So you can get a speedy trial, but it might mean that you don't get access to all the evidence or get to do the investigations you want to do. So trials can take a fair while, and they sometimes did even 150 years ago. And this sort of confrontation and jury trial reminds me of some of the things I've read about in the Old West, where, you know, there were people who made threats to each other and said they were going to do nasty things, and then they end up in a confrontation and some shooting occurs and somebody gets killed, and the jury says, self-defense, they both threatened each other, it was mutual combat. So I don't know if there are people who would disagree with that in this case, but it does remind me of that. To a fair amount.
Even though they were felons.
Well, yes. I mean, and you see a lot of felons in the Old West doing things that are wrong. I mean, there was, you know, there were people who were arrested, and there were people who were then pardoned by governors because society felt they were had been unfairly convicted one way or another. I mean, when you get into dig into the actual details, it's not like you see in the Westerns on TV.
Right. So, without going, we don't have enough time to really break into something new. But I did want to, you know, we've had open carry go into effect here in South Carolina this week, Dean.
Yes. And what a, you know, even though it's a limited thing, it's licensed open carry and you have to have a permit, I see it as a significant step forward because now there are only, what, four states that routinely ban open carry.
One of which is Florida.
Florida is one of them, which you don't really expect because they've been pretty good on a lot of things. But then you've got Illinois, okay. You know, you have Chicago there. And then you have New York. Essentially, California, there is very limited open carry, but I consider it a ban on open carry generally. So, you know, California, New York, Illinois, and let's see, that's not Hawaii. New Jersey actually has permits that allow you to open carry.
If you get the permit.
Figure out which the fourth... Well, Florida. Yeah, that's right. Of course, Florida, which we mentioned at first.
Right.
Exactly.
So, I have not seen anybody doing it yet. But I haven't been out a lot anywhere to... I haven't been watching for it. Now, the only thing that I've been carrying the same way I always carry, and the only thing that I'm taking into account now is that if somebody sees it, I don't have to worry about it. So now I'm not so much worried about printing or any of that other stuff. And I don't...
And that's a positive thing, I think. I mean, I felt... When we've always had open carry here in Arizona.
Right.
But we had hostile courts for a while that were interpreting what concealed meant in, shall we say, rather creative ways. For example, if you had a gun on your hip in a holster and it was all openly viewable, but the officer approached you from the side that didn't have the gun and he couldn't see the gun, we had courts saying that was concealed carry. Yeah. So we fought hard to get to where we are today, which is constitutional carry.
That choked me. I had to hit the cough switch on that one.
Liberating.
Yeah. I haven't heard any fanfare on this or anything else. I think the all the stuff going on with Afghanistan has sort of taken that away. And Cuomo and all of the Democratic shenanigans.
If I ever visit, I will have to open carry just to see what happens.
I'm going to do it. I just haven't decided how I'm going to do it.
Let me give you my experience. Most people won't notice.
I'm wondering about that. I'll be honest with you. I am wondering about that.
Very few people notice. Some of the people that notice more than others, little kids. Because they're kind of down at the level of the firearm, and they're maybe just a little bit more willing to say something. It could be that people notice, but they just say, well, I'm not going to say anything. And then a lot of adults will just assume that you're some sort of official or law enforcement or whatever. I've had that happen a fair amount, too.
Hang on for me. Coming up on the next break, we'll be right back talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, cause I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care, to thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Defense Department remains laser-focused on evacuations at the airport in Kabul, Afghanistan. That's how Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin opened a Pentagon briefing on Wednesday. Austin saying U.S. forces are maintaining a safe and secure environment at the airport. But Austin was pressed on how people can get to the airport with Taliban forces circling the airport roads.
Well, we're going to do everything we can to continue to try to deconflict and create passageways for them to get to the airfield. I don't have the capability to go out and extend operations currently into Kabul.
The former president of Afghanistan is now in the UAE, saying he left Afghanistan in order to avoid a flood of blood. USA Radio News. COVID-19 vaccination booster shots are coming for fully vaccinated Americans. White House COVID-19 coordinator Jeff Zients telling reporters about the government's plan to distribute boosters.
Our approach on booster shots is simple, and it's consistent with our approach on every other front of this war. Be guided by the science, and always, always stay one step ahead of the virus.
Officials plan to start making boosters available beginning September 20th for those who have received Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. Eligibility starts 8 months after an individual's second shot. Georgia's Republican-controlled state election board is voting to appoint 3 people to conduct a performance review of Fulton County. It's the first step needed for the state to take over running elections in Georgia's largest county, one that's heavily Democratic. It appointed 2 Republicans and 1 Democrat to the review panel, USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Dean Weingarten, and the next thing I see popping up here is apparently something is happening in Minnesota, and the Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus has gotten involved in it.
Yes. And what happened here, and it involves a phenomena that I think exists in every state of the union, even in New York. But what it is called preemption laws. And preemption laws are laws which prevent local governments from creating laws that deviate from state law in significant ways. And nearly every state has some form of preemption for firearms because they want to have a uniform law throughout the state that so that a person traveling isn't constantly going from one set of laws to another set of laws to another set of laws from each township and county and city and village and town. And in many states, there are separate government entities like water boards or garbage collection boards or environmental boards. And they often cover a patchwork pattern that's very hard to determine exactly under what jurisdiction you are where. So to prevent all these various entities from making a bunch of different laws involving firearms, most states have a preemption law. And Minnesota has a very strong preemption law that says no government entity in the state can make any laws regarding the carry, sale, possession of firearms, and there are often exemptions. For example, local governments can make laws about the firing of firearms in certain areas. But in Minnesota, nearly all the laws are limited to state statute. And the Minnesota Agricultural Society is a arm, essentially, of the state government. Now, originally, in 1857, it was a private organization. But in 1860, Minnesota created a statute to give it certain powers and to operate the state fair. So it's a creation of the state government. And what this lawsuit says is the Agricultural Society, because it is not the legislature, it cannot enact state law, so it cannot ban the carry of firearms at the fair, which otherwise are allowed by state law to those people who have Minnesota carry permits. And in Minnesota, you're not allowed to carry a pistol outside of your property without a carry permit. But if you have a carry permit, you're allowed to carry it a whole lot of places, and the state fair is not one of those places where you're forbidden. For example, with a carry permit, you can carry pistols inside the Minnesota legislature, inside the Capitol.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a pretty, you know, it's not optimum, but it has its advantages. So what the Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus has done is they said, look, you people at the State Agricultural Society have been saying you can't carry pistols at the state fair, but you don't have any legal authority to do that. And they changed their enforcement mechanism this last year. They signed a contract with the sheriff's department of the county, saying that the sheriff's department would have the authority to enforce law and order at the fair. And they have asked the sheriff's department to enforce this policy saying that no one can carry at the fair, whether they have a carry permit or not. Now, I've seen some editorials by people saying, well, they're claiming that Minnesota has to abide by the Second Amendment. Well, that's true. They do claim that. And it is true that they have to abide by the Second Amendment. But the Second Amendment isn't the crux of their argument. The crux of their argument is, yes, Minnesota has to abide by the Second Amendment, and they have to follow their own laws, and their own laws say only the state legislature can make laws about who can carry firearms where, and the state fair is not the state legislature, and it is not a private entity because it was created by the legislature. So that's the argument in a nutshell. Now, to give the contrary argument, from a legal perspective and not from somebody trying to make an op-ed piece that says, well, but, you know, the Heller decision says certain places can be forbidden from carrying guns. You know, that's true, but that has nothing to do with the case. The case is, does the State Agricultural Society have the power to do that? And what they will attempt to do, this is what I would do. I'm not a lawyer, okay? I don't play a lawyer on TV, but occasionally I talk about the law on the radio.
Right.
And what I would do is I would say, well, the state fair really isn't a public entity. It's not a governmental entity. It's a private entity. It's just been given a little power by the legislature to operate the fair. But it doesn't get tax funds. You know, it charges admission to the fair and charges people to exhibit stuff. And that's where it gets money to operate the fair. it's not really a public. Now, I don't think that argument will hold up because it was created. Originally, it was private, but it hasn't been a private organization for over 140 years because it was a private organization briefly before the Minnesota legislature gave it significant authority. And the fairgrounds is owned by the state of Minnesota. It is not private property. So because of those things, I don't think they will win the lawsuit. It's hard to say. You know, we have judges that make up very creative rulings about what is legal and what isn't. But I think they have an excellent chance, and that's probably why they brought the lawsuit, was because they're saying, you know, it's if you don't enforce your rights, you don't have rights. If you can't exercise those rights, the rights don't mean anything. And so this is part of, you know, carrying the fight to the other side. Say, no, you can't just say that this quasi-legislative authority given to the fair can be used to ban guns when the state law specifically says only the state legislature can ban guns.
Let me get you to hang on right there. Hang on.
Yes.
We'll be right back. We're talking to Dean Weingarten about one of the 1,800 plus articles that are available for you from him at amaland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On the firing line, coming from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. I almost did the old intro. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Been speaking to Dean Weingarten, and I guess we're going to have to go off the books because now we've come to that point where, once again...
Well, I'd like to talk a little bit about Minnesota a little more.
Okay.
Because Minnesota has been part of this whole carry revolution that's been happening in the United States over the last about 35 years. And they were originally a state where it was very difficult to get a permit. And what they have now is this carry permit. And as of 2020, and I'm sure it's gotten greater, they had almost 360,000 people with permits there. Out of a population, an adult population of about 3.9 million or so. And so it's somewhere in the neighborhood of 8% of the adult population have carry permits. That's a large number. And the people who have carry permits are all adults. In Minnesota, they have to be 21. They have to have no felony convictions. And I'll tell you, the people who have carry permits tend to be active voters. So they're probably somewhere over 10% of voters in the state. So they are a considerable political block. And you just don't anger 10% of your political voters by saying, we don't trust you. And the people who have the carry permits in Minnesota are extremely law-abiding, as they are in nearly every state. In fact, every state. I can't think of a state that shows any examples that are counter to that. They're more law-abiding generally than police officers. And they're far more law-abiding than the general public. So it's hard to create a scenario and say, gee, we won't let these people who have gone through the process and become legal permit carriers in Minnesota carry at the state fair because it's dangerous when they're less likely to create a problem than a police officer is. and yet we let police officers carry at the state fair. I mean, you know, as a practical matter, how do you defend this?
Do they have, like, metal detectors at the entrance of this, or is it all based on the honor system, which is, you know, criminals always go by the honor system.
Yeah, right. I believe they're talking about putting up metal detectors, and they may have had metal detectors. But in any case, what the Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus is saying is it's not legal. I mean, they're saying, look, you let us carry at the Capitol. We've never had any problems there. We should be able to carry at the state fair. Not only that, in their brief, they talk about assaults that have happened at the state fair and confrontations and difficulties that have happened going from the fairgrounds to where people park and their vehicles and things like that. And they say it is eminently reasonable that we should be able to carry means to self-defense at the fair and to and from the fair. And it's hard to argue with it. The only way that the other side can argue is they say, well, guns bad. More guns, bad.
Mm.
And that's what they try. But the facts are against them. The facts are not there. Now, you could argue if you just let the general population, you know, that's a different argument, and they still don't have the facts. But when you're talking about licensed carriers, it's extremely hard to try to make the argument guns bad because we have the statistics. We have the Minnesota law requires statistics to be kept, and they can look and see how much more law-abiding licensed carriers are, and they are. I mean, there's no question about it. And so the only argument is more guns bad, but you can't really show that. You can just opine about it. So that's what I wanted to use to finish up about the state of Minnesota. Now, this is not a federal case. This is a state case in state court, which is why it's kind of weird that in some op-eds they start talking about the Second Amendment being the crux of the case, because it's not. It's the preemption statute is the crux of this case in Minnesota. And it's going to be litigated in the coming months, and I'm sure we will see interesting developments where the state government, which is currently run by Democrats and leans that way generally in Minnesota, I mean, very much so, they're going to try to say, well, it's not really a government institution. It's not really, it's private. I don't know if that'll carry any weight, but as I said, you have to see what the particular judge wants to do. And we've seen some pretty creative arguments over the years.
My question would be this. Now, most of the time a state fair is held outdoors. So are they going to put a barricade up around the state fair? State fair?
Yep.
They are?
Yeah, there'll be a fence, I'm sure, and limited entry points are going to...
And metal detectors.
Right. But I think the parking is going to be all outside. In other words...
Oh, but of course, yeah.
You're not going to park inside a fenced area. You're going to park outside, and then you walk in. Or there'll be shuttle buses and so on. That's the way it usually works. And you see, they've included the Sheriff's Department in their lawsuit because the Sheriff's Department has been contracted. And the Sheriff's Department is a government entity. So the state law says a government entity cannot create rules that are beyond what the state has created for the carry of firearms. So I think that's one of the reasons they launched the lawsuit at this time. They saw that made this whole proceeding more more vulnerable, because how can the Sheriff's Department, which is definitely a governmental agency, then enforce things that are against contrary to the government law?
It'll be interesting to see how this one goes as it goes forward and everything. Do Do we know anything about who's representing the Minnesota group?
No, I have.
They got any help?
I read their brief, their press release, and it probably included who their attorney was, but I can't say that I remember it. Now, I can say that it's Ramsey County and the Ramsey County Sheriff, Bob Fletcher, who are named as defendants, as well as the Agricultural Society itself.
Right.
So,
well, I'll tell you what, we're about to run out of time. Will you be available, you think, this coming Friday?
I intend to be, and there'll be a lot of interesting things to talk about.
I'm sure there will be. I'm sure you have a backlog of stuff that is very impressive. Thank you for taking the time today.
It's always a pleasure.
The pleasure is always mine. And as for me, I'll be back in 21 hours. And between now and then, but remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever, ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. And this part is important. This part is important. We've been sold a bill of goods, and we've bought it for a long time. And we're a different kind of woke. Remember that. This has been Lock and Load.
Mantra of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.